Of all the makot, the one that I haven't really gotten a good grasp of, at least until the end of the Dvar Torah, is Makat Choshech. Makah, which appears in the, or disappears, depending on your perspective, in the Aliyah day of the Sheni. The reason why I say I never haven't really gotten a grasp of it is because what's it doing here? Now, as you think about it, all the other makot have some kind of destructive force. Starting from the very first one, you have dam. Tzvardeyam, you might argue, is a comic relief type of makah, but it impacts on a personal level, takes away any sense of privacy. You have kinim, you have arov, dever, shchin, barad, arbe. They're all very destructive, and of course, makat b'chorot. And then you have choshech. You have 3 days of darkness, and it doesn't seem to have any real power. It's just almost as though we needed a round number, right? Because, Teisha Makot doesn't really have the same kind of oomph that Eser Makot, the 10 plagues. And you have this idea then, okay, so we have a filler, and it's Choshech. And even when you take a look at Chazal, or even just Rashi, Rashi says the following. He asks the question, V'lama hevi alehem choshech? Why did God bring upon choshech? And Rashi's answer, anyone remember? Okay, that's not that answer, but that's a good answer that another Midrash gives. That's the answer for the end of the Aliyah, the last 3 words, 6 words. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshevotam. Why b'nei Yisrael had light? Why did they need the light? So the light was that they were able to go wherever they wanted. They were able to scout out the Egyptian homes, etc., to know exactly what to take, where it was hidden, etc. Rashi's answer is Shahayu b'Yisrael ba'oto hador rishaim v'lo hayu rotzim latzet. There were people who didn't want to leave. Umeitu b'shloshet yimei afela kedei shelo yiru mitzriim b'mapalatam. They died in this period of darkness and were buried before the Egyptians got out of their darkness. Basically, by the way, those two midrashim are the flip sides of each other. They're both saying, in effect, that the purpose of Makat Choshech, if you will, is to be preparatory. It's preparatory in some kind of way for Yetziat Mitzrayim, whether it's preparatory in the sense of bringing out the goods or in terms of getting rid of the bads, as it were. Okay, so that's the purpose. But on the other hand, you take a look at Tehillim. And in the parak of Tehillim, where there's a description of the Makot, not all of the Makot, but the first Makot and the last Makot. And in that description of the Makot, number one on the list is Choshech. When God is described by David HaMelech, Samu vam divrei ototav u'moftim be'eretz cham, that God placed his miracles, his signs in Eretz Mitzrayim, shalach choshech vayachshich, v'lo maru et dvara. He sent darkness, and it became dark, and the Makot as a whole did not rebel against his word. God controlled nature. Choshech is the first of the Makot. And the last of the Makah is, of course, Makat B'chorot. And here I just want to say something which I could expand a lot longer, but pancakes are waiting. Let's try to think exactly in terms of the Makot. Makot, and this has been pointed out by Kasuta, you can divide up the Makot in different ways. Perhaps the easiest way to divide up the Makot is to look at them in pairs. The first two Makot attack the Nile. Blood, frogs. The next two Makot are Makot where God controls the animal world from small, from the Kinim to the great, to Arov. The next two Makot are Makot of plague, of illness, whether it's Dever, whether it's Shechin. The following two Makot, God destroys the agricultural base of Egypt, Barad, Arbeh. And the last two Makot is death itself. Makot Bechorot, of course. But Choshech is a powerful metaphor for death. The idea that darkness is descending, the idea that, to paraphrase Dylan Thomas in Rage Against the Night, that the light is going out. And what do you do when you are faced with darkness? What do you do when you are faced, even, God forbid, with death? And here we see the difference. You have one image. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'chol moshvotam. In b'nei Yisrael, they have light. They find the way to shine out of the darkness. And then you have Paro. Paro's response. And here, take it, for even though it's tomorrow's aliyah, take a look at what he says. Vayomer lo Paro. Paro turns to Moshe and says, Lech me'elai, leave me. He shamer lecha al tosef ra'ot panai. Do not come to see me again. Ki biyomer otcha fanai tamut. The day that you see me, you will die. Vayomer Moshe ken dibarta lo osif od ra'ot panecha. True. You will not see me again. How many times in this darkness is the verb bri'iyah being said? Lo tosif l'ra'ot panai. You won't see me. You rage against the darkness. You rage against the death. You don't see what you can still accomplish. Even here, Paro has the ability to call it a full stop. Even here, Paro can say, enough. There's a metaphor for darkness. I don't need more. But Paro chooses not to find the light, but rather simply to rage against the night. Have a good day.